Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Late March is the ideal time to make the first fertilizer application to your lawn. The reason we wait until the end of March is it's best to allow the grass to wake up, grow a strong new root system before we fertilize it. Also, we find that if we fertilize St. Augustine and centipede grass in particular earlier in the month, that increases disease problems. Fungal diseases like brown patch tend to be worse if we fertilize too early. So that's why the last week of March is the best time. So why do we fertilize? Well, fertilizers are meant to supplement the mineral nutrients that are already available in the soil that your lawn is growing in. Some of those nutrients may be at lower levels than needed for the grass to grow optimally. Nitrogen particularly is important because nitrogen is used by the grass in greatest amounts and it leaches out of the soil fastest. But we also tend to apply some potassium and phosphorus as well. If you want to get a really precise grip on what kind of fertilizer would be best for your yard, it's a good idea to have your soil tested. Contact your local office of the LSU Ag Center and talk to your county agent about soil testing. Or stop by area nurseries and garden centers. They oftentimes have LSU Ag Center soil test kit boxes where you can submit your soil sample to the laboratory here in Baton Rouge. Now, when we do fertilizers for our lawns, these are typically granular products that are applied with a spreader. So make sure when you buy these fertilizers that you either have a spreader at home already or purchase one at the nursery when you get your fertilizer. Check the analysis of the fertilizer. On that bag someplace is going to be three numbers. That's called the fertilizer analysis. That tells you how much nitrogen, phosphate, and potash is in the fertilizer that you're going to be choosing. Generally speaking, you want to choose a lawn fertilizer that has a high first number. That's the nitrogen. And the nitrogen is the most important for stimulating that lush, strong growth that we want our grass to have in that deep, dark green, healthy look. Choose a lower middle number, and that's phosphorus. We usually have enough phosphorus in the soil, and the grass simply doesn't need as much phosphorus as it needs the other nutrients. The third number is the potassium, and you want to make sure that number is sort of in between the first and the second number. Look for something, for example, like 24, 6, 12. The specific numbers are not critical. It's the ratio of the numbers to each other. High, low, and in between is what you want to remember. If you've got weeds growing in your lawn right now, you could choose to use a fertilizer combined with a lawn weed killer. We call these weed and feeds. Now, the weeds that you see primarily growing in your lawn right now are cool season weeds. They've really been growing your lawn ever since January, and there really wasn't any reason to wait until the end of March to do some control. In the future, consider using a lawn weed killer by itself during mild weather in January or February. If you had, you'd have a nice weed-free lawn right now, and you'd be done with it. But again, on the other hand, if you still have some weeds and would like to do something to control them, a weed and feed product can be used. Do remember to follow the label directions very carefully. Keep those products out of your flower beds, away from your shrubs, and away from the roots of your trees. When applying these granular fertilizers, you want to apply them to a dry, newly mown lawn. The dry grass blades allow the granules to sift down to the ground rapidly, and the shorter grass also allows that to happen. So mow your lawn before you apply the granules. Spread them very evenly or you'll have uneven results. Make sure you don't overapply them because some of these materials can actually burn the lawn if you put them out too strong and cause some damage. Water in the fertilizer after you apply it. That'll wash it off the grass blades and get it down on the ground where it needs to be. So, when you're thinking about keeping your lawn growing vigorously through the spring and early summer, now's the time to fertilize. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.